Welcome to the Next Talk podcast. We are passionate about keeping kids safe in an overexposed world.
It's Mandy and Kim, and we're navigating tech, culture, and faith with our kids.
So we just finished a three-part sexual abuse series. We really focused on the male victim, and we wanted to highlight that and give some different perspectives. And it was intense, and it was hard, but important.
Yeah, I had someone reach out, one of our listeners, during this series, and she asked me, you know, other than open communication and talking about private parts are private and all of that sort of thing, boundaries, consent, all of those central key issues, what is the number one thing that you think I should be doing to protect my kids from this, right? From childhood sexual abuse. And my answer was pornography. Like, you need to equip them on the dangers of pornography. And so we have done pornography shows before, but in this series, we kind of want to break it up and just do some simple shows with some practical takeaways right away. And so today we're going to focus on just two resources that are helpful for you if you want to get educated about pornography and start talking to your kids about it.
Well, and I'll be honest, the thing that I hear most from parents is they're like, I can't even say that word, and I can't even imagine talking to my kids about pornography. But what I want to say here is that your kid, even if they've not heard that word specifically, they've been exposed in some way, most likely, once they're in late elementary, early middle school. It's just rampant because of cell phones. It's like in their back pocket. They're not even looking for it, and kids come across pornographic images, whether it's anime, whether it's typical pornographic images. It's just so accessible. And that's what has changed so much.
Yeah. And, you know, just a reminder, even if your kid does not have a phone or does not have technology, or you have things on lockdown, your kids can still be exposed. I mean, that's why our organization started. You know, my daughter was told about pornography at school without phones. Nobody had phones. She didn't have a phone, but it was a kid who had watched a pornographic video at home. He came to school the next day and he described in graphic details what he saw. So she had a picture in her mind. And that was my moment, you know, that I was like, oh my gosh, they can be exposed to pornography without screens. So don't fall into the trap of thinking, my kid doesn't have a phone, I don't need to talk to them about this yet. Like, we live in a very highly sexualized culture. If all the phones went away today, we would still need to talk about pornography because of the website access and the kind of pornography that is out there today and so readily available. So I love what you said, Kim. You were like, even if you don't want to say the word. So when your kids are little, I want to talk about this resource first. When your kids are early elementary school or even preschool, right? How do you bring this up without overexposing them? And we have a great resource for you that Kim and I have both used in our own homes. So when I first started on this journey and I had no idea how to talk about pornography, I found this book on Amazon and I ordered it. And it was one of our very first conversations. I feel like it helped me talk to my kids about pornography for the very first time. And so the book is called Good Pictures, Bad Pictures. It is by Kristen Jensen.
I love this book because when I was thinking about these topics and we had started Next Talk, I had the youngest kids in our organization and I was very hesitant. Like, how am I going to talk about these things? And this book bridged that gap for me in a way that I could talk about the dangers of pictures that are not good with my little ones. Like, I literally had a baby, a toddler, and then a six-year-old, little kids. And so the idea of talking about anything sexual just was overwhelming. And these books are so great. And I say these books because she started with Good Pictures, Bad Pictures. And I believe that's age six and up. And then she got such good feedback, but people were saying as, you know, time went by, hey, our kids are getting exposed at an earlier age. So she wrote Good Pictures, Bad Pictures Junior. And I use that with my little ones, just a tool for them to know if I see something, here's what I can do. When there's a dangerous situation, they need a plan. And the dangerous situation in our culture today is pornography. It's very dangerous for their future relationships, for their heart and mind.
Well, and I would also say when I first started reading this book, I didn't know Kristen. I mean, I just ordered this off Amazon. Now we know her a little bit. We're partner organizations. Her organization is called Defend Young Minds. They're putting out some great information out there. And you know, we've gotten to know her well. She's been a guest on the show. And we don't get any money for recommending her book to you. It's just a resource that that has helped our own kids when they were younger talk about pornography in a way that opened up so much dialogue. So we want to make sure that you have that resource, because I honestly believe that if you can equip your kids from this, you reduce their risk of abuse. I really do. Out of all the stories I've seen and worked at Next Talk, anytime I've worked a child-on-child sexual abuse case, it always involves pornography. So the more we can educate our kids about this, the safer they are going to be. So that's the resource for younger kids. Okay, now let's talk about older kids, Kim.
Yeah, so maybe you have middle school, maybe early high school, and you're thinking, okay, well, I see that this is a problem. I don't really know how to approach it. Where can I find out what's happening, current information in that world that I can present to my kids? And we have such a great resource for you. There's this organization called Fight the New Drug. We've met them. We've talked with them. They are on the cutting edge of reaching middle school and high school kids with fact-based information that is so intriguing and so powerful. I really think it's a great resource for any parent.
For sure. And I want to encourage you, if you have an older kid, this kind of looks different. Yes, you're getting educated by following Fight the New Drug. I think the starter conversation too with your older kids, like if your kid has a phone and they're middle school or high school, say the word. Like, please don't say, have you ever seen any bad pictures? Like, that's just for the elementary younger terminology, okay? You need to rip the Band-Aid off and be like, hey, tell me all the tea. And also, parents of older kids, like, I know this is going to sting a little, but if you've given them a phone and you've never talked with them about pornography, I think you need to maybe start out with an apology that maybe goes something like, hey, when I gave you that phone, I didn't realize how readily available this was. And now I'm getting educated on it. I found this organization, Fight the New Drug. I'm learning from them. You know, I'm learning from Next Talk. And I realized we actually should have talked about pornography before I gave you your phone. So I am really sorry. Parents, the reason I say that is because if your kids have been watching it, it takes the shame away. We don't want to shame kids. They are growing up in a culture where it is so sexualized and porn is normalized. They do not know if we have not equipped them. I know we are thinking, oh my gosh, of course they know if they're watching two people naked have sex. But these are kids that grow up walking in locker rooms with everybody changing in front of each other and people taking pictures. So like their boundaries are so blurred with naked people on screens. So we have to, if we come in with an apology, it almost just kind of brings the barriers down. And if they have been exposed, maybe they're more willing to tell us. I will also tell you, they're probably going to be more willing to say my friends are watching it than I'm watching it. You know, they may confess to their friends first. And that's a test. Like you have to respond well to that. It's like, thank you so much for telling me. Okay, I bet their parents didn't educate them and they just don't realize the dangers. That's the response. Okay. The response is not, oh my gosh, those are so awful kids. You can't hang out with them anymore. Because if you say that, then your kid is never going to feel comfortable telling you if they're watching porn, because you've just labeled all those kids awful. And really, they're just victims of a sexualized pornography culture is what they are. They're victims too.
You know, as much as pornography has changed, so has parenting. And I think that's really hard. It's really hard to put ourselves in that position of, thank you for telling me that you just watched porn. I mean, it's hard to get to that place. But parents, our goal is that our kids come to us for help, direction, guidance, support, as someone who can be their iron sharpens iron person. And if we're constantly losing our mind, or if we're constantly judging their friends and putting these barriers between them, others, without conversation, we're going to lose them. We're going to lose them to this world. And I don't think any of us really want that. And so as hard as it is, it's important to recognize pornography has changed. We need new tools like good pictures, bad pictures, fight the new drug. And we have to recognize that parenting must change as well, so that we can equip our kids, encourage our kids, and be their safe place.
So yeah, and a couple disclaimers as we wrap up. Like, first of all, I want to say some of you guys, like, we recommend a lot of Christian resources. Obviously, we always say it's your family, your choice here at Next Talk, how you're going to parent. But Kim and I are both Christians. So a lot of times that comes off in the advice that we give, right? I do want to preface this with good pictures, bad pictures, and defend young minds and fight the new drug. They are not Christian based, okay? But we followed them and they're just solid, practical, research based information that it's like educational tools. And we love these organizations because honestly, we believe schools should be using them. Schools should be putting out their curriculum because it doesn't cross the line of church and state, but it's educating kids about the dangers of it. So that's why we love these resources. And you can go to Fight the New Drug. They have an awesome website that you can watch a documentary. You can look at research stats. They're a non-political, non-religious organization. Their whole mission is just to raise awareness that pornography is bad for people and for our world. And so we would love for you to go check out these resources.
We will be linking in our resource section of our podcast on our website, our other pornography show from the past. And that's another really good one. But coming up, we're going to be talking more about this. In fact, our next show, we're going to be talking about if you find pornography on your kid's device, then what? We want to give you some practical steps, some different things to think about, and some resources again, so you can navigate that well.
Well, and we're also going to be tackling that from an avenue of you talk to your kid early and they got exposed to it and now they brought it to you. And even though you're so happy that they brought it to you, it feels like a punch in the gut and you're sick over it and you feel like their innocence has been stolen. So we're going to cover those two specific angles on the upcoming shows and have specific talking points. We believe pornography is such a big conversation with our kids. We're also going to be rolling out some porn packets. We've been calling them the Next Talk porn packets, which is funny.
Which is weird.
It's just also taking our content and our recommendations and putting it in written format for you so that there's multiple ways that you can get access to this information if you're trying to talk to your kids about pornography. We just want to give you any resource that you can so you can have this conversation in your home.
And be praying about an opportunity and a moment where you can start having these conversations in your home, because that's really what it's all about. Creating a culture of conversation is what is going to keep your kids safe from everything, and especially pornography.
This podcast is ad-free because of all the people who donate to our nonprofit.
Make a donation today at nexttalk.org.
This podcast is not intended to replace the advice of a trained healthcare or legal professional or to diagnose, treat, or otherwise render expert advice regarding any type of medical, psychological, or legal problem. Listeners are advised to consult a qualified expert for treatment.